On this episode, I'm going to talk about something I think is really important, and that's mindful discipline. So mindful discipline would be setting boundaries for yourself in your own mind. So a lot of times when we think about boundaries, we think about them with other people, right? We think about like someone who is being codependent or something like that, or being emotionally toxic or whatever it may be. If they're overstepping, that we would set up a boundary for them to give them less access, or to kind of tell them the rules of the relationship in some way of like, hey, you know, I don't like that. I don't dig whenever you do that. And if you continue to do it, then we can't spend time together anymore. That's a, you know, just a very cut and dry version of what boundaries generally look like. But it's really useful to set those for yourself and your mind, and then use the sturdiness of your mindfulness to reinforce those and uphold those boundaries. Now, what that may look like is like looking for goals or things that you want to change in your life or things that you want to achieve. But generally, it's about some type of goal or development that you're working towards. So you could say, I am going to, as an easy example, I'm going to eat better this next week. And you set that mindful boundary of like, okay, that's what I've chosen to do, and I'm going to uphold that boundary for myself. It's weird, the idea to put restraints on yourself, but it's a type of discipline that's very, very useful. And so as like maybe the first day, it's easy. The second day comes around, you're like, okay, you have some dinner, and then afterwards you're like, I'm going to sneak in there and grab a cookie or whatever. And then you're like, you recognize that happening. That's the mindfulness aspect of it, is you observe like, okay, I have the impulse rising to go get this dessert. And nothing against cookies, by the way. I'm just saying, if you set this goal, you set this intention to eat well for a week, then you want to uphold that. So you're like, you notice the impulse rising of going into the kitchen to grab the thing, to get the dessert. And what's interesting is that a lot of times people will observe that impulse arising and recognize it and then still choose to override it. So even though you go, you know, I said I was going to eat better, but just one little cookie isn't going to kill anybody. I'm paused in the kitchen now thinking it over. Should I go ahead and have one, or should I stick to my plan? And then a lot of people go, whatever. Let me just go ahead and grab one real quick. That's like 0.5 of mindfulness, right? So mindful discipline is then seeing that and then going, nope, you know what? I'm going to reset this pattern. Because I set this boundary for myself, I have a goal, so I'm going to stick to it, and I'm going to let go the desire, the urge, the impulse, and go just kind of return to sitting down and doing whatever you're doing. And so you do that, and then what's interesting about that is that then you'll find that that desire, that craving for said cookie, and insert whatever you want to, you know, in there. It could be a drink or whatever, something that you are in the habit of having, and then you go, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to just chill. And you see that like in a matter of minutes, typically, the urge that you were once burning with to want to, you know, have the thing, the desire, totally vanishes. And if not, like even being able to stick to that type of discipline for one day, you'll see that the second day is like 90% easier. And by the third day, your body is so adaptable that it just stops looking for that pleasure-giving object anymore. You don't even think about it. This podcast is brought to you by Factor. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, I just got those, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. What are you waiting for? Get started today and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go. The best part about it for your busy schedule or when you just don't feel like cooking is that there's no prep, there's no mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so you don't have to worry about cooking or cleaning. I really enjoy using Factor. I have a lot of friends that use it too. I recommend giving it a shot and seeing if it works for you. Head over to factormeals.com/hitme50 and use the code hitme50 to get 50% off. That's code hitme50 at factormeals.com/hitme50 to get 50% off. So we can look at those, you know, approaches to mindful discipline in many areas of our life. It can be, of course, with food or, you know, diet or being healthy or making our intake healthy in some way. It can also be with exercise, of course. That's a big one because people always have the intention to work out. And then they get up in the morning and they're tired or they're running late. And then they go, and they make an excuse and just blow it off. And like, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. But then they keep saying, I'll do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow never comes. So instead, like what I do, I work out every morning. And if I wake up and I'm really not feeling it, I just like override that feeling so hard that I don't give myself a chance to even come up with an excuse. Because I don't have any excuses, right? So if I wake up and I'm like, oh man, I'm feeling tired today. I don't know. And I feel just that welling up of resistance in my body of like, no, this is going to be tough to convince myself. I just get dressed, pick up everything, go straight into, I have a gym, you know, in my garage, and I just go straight out there and start hitting it. Because it's like you just override that resistance, push straight through and stick to the goal. And then, you know, every single time, like 5 minutes after I'm in there and I've started working out, I'm so glad that I'm in there. And I feel great. And I'm really grateful for the fact that I just recognized my mind trying to throw up that, you know, little swerve on the road there and was able to just move right through it real quickly. You can also do this in like relationships, you know, where if you make it a point to kind of change something about your expression of how you're showing up in friendships or relationships, and you notice a pattern of like something that you would like to change, maybe that's kind of getting together with a friend and you start going down a negative like wormhole of having a pity party or something like that, or you get to where you only talk what you're interested in, you sort of ignore your friend and you're just very self-focused. You know, just all these things that people, you can slide into the habit of doing this, certainly. You know, anyone can, and we do all the time. When you start noticing that's a pattern that you're developing, then seeing it and setting that, you know, mental boundary using some mindful discipline, and then in those moments just paying attention to the moment, right? So when if you're sitting there hanging out with your friend and you notice that you keep bringing the conversation back to yourself, you keep making it about you, recognizing that, and instead of just like letting go and totally indulging and whatever it is that you're wanting to do, you see that and then you pull back. You set that, you know, you obey the discipline that you set for yourself and the goal of like, I want to be a more balanced person. I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better partner in a relationship. Let me notice that behavior and, you know, kind of say no to yourself in this way of like, all right, don't do that. And let's realign, reset this and correct this pattern. So that's a really helpful thing. Like you can do that in any area of your life, like whatever the goal is, whatever the thing is that you might want to change, just setting a type of boundary in your mind, looking at like, okay, this is the goal I'm going to do. And it can be easy too if you like set a timeline for it. If it's something physical, like in the terms of exercise or meditation or going for a walk every day or reading every day, just like setting like, okay, for the next week, I'm going to do this. Or if it's something like in your inner life, okay, I'm going to not serve like this type of thought, or I'm going to change this about my speech, or I'm going to try and be more like intentional about being present and open and non-judgmental in conversations, or I'm going to be more, you know, grounded in the moment whenever I'm engaging with other people, as opposed to being distracted and kind of thinking about other things. Whatever it is that's going on in your mind, whatever it is that's going on in your life, you can set those little goals for yourself and then use the sturdiness of your mindfulness to adhere to that discipline and really grow and change in the way that you want, as opposed to just setting the intention and letting it kind of fall away and disperse after a short period of time. And why that's really important, not only because it's just a kind of a type of mental mastery that makes you a stronger on an intellectual level and a personal level, but really we are the sum of all of our choices, you know? And so whenever you set these things and you notice these things about your life that you want to improve, you're not only doing it for yourself in the moment, you're really doing it for yourself in the future. Because the more of those things that you continuously improve upon and that you stay firm on, as you arrive into the future, you will become that version of yourself that has done that. You will become that version of yourself that is more tuned into, you know, the type of person that you want to be. And that is, it's just an incredible gift to give to yourself. Uphold your discipline in the moment so that in the future, you are happier and further along towards where you'd like to be.